From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Some 700 Afghan and Pakistani tribal elders and politicians are headed to Kabul. For the first time, the two countries are holding a traditional jirga, or assembly, to forge a cross-border consensus against the Taliban. But even before it begins tomorrow, both sides are expressing doubt that the jirga can succeed. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf was supposed to join his Afghan counterpart to open the conference, but he canceled at the last minute. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
Inside the circus-sized tent, workers are hanging banners. One reads, "God give us the strength to lead our nations toward peace and brotherhood." Another says, "Terrorism is a common threat to Afghanistan and Pakistan. The remedy is a simple, common strategy." But there's nothing simple about what Afghan President Hamid Karzai and Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf are asking hundreds of tribal elders and local officials to do. They want the delegates from Afghanistan and Pakistan to come up with a grassroots solution to the Taliban and bring peace to their mutual war-ravaged border region. Sadar Tariq Azizuddin, Pakistan's ambassador in Kabul.
The jirga has been found as a forum to address those problems. And hopefully we will find answers to deal with this menace which bothers us, hurts us jointly.
Everyone agrees that's no easy task, especially now that Musharraf is refusing to appear. The Pakistani foreign ministry says he was canceling due to other engagements. A more likely explanation is that Musharraf is protesting growing U.S. criticism of Pakistan's counterterrorism efforts. Karzai accuses Musharraf of secretly harboring Taliban leaders and allowing their fighters to cross into Afghanistan. The West is also pressuring Musharraf to deal with Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda, which is believed to be based there. Musharraf, meanwhile, blames millions of Afghan refugees who still live in Pakistan of supporting the Taliban, and he blames Karzai for failing to secure Afghanistan. Adding to the jirga's hurdles is the absence of some influential leaders who are critics of their governments, like Ayub Rafiqi, a wealthy landowner in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. Rafiqi claims he was struck from the invitation list after he blamed Karzai's government for his province's growing insecurity. We reached Rafiqi by phone, where he offered this assessment of the jirga.
I think 95% is a waste of time.
Even delegates like Ittefaq Ahmadnik, who will attend, are pessimistic. He's from Paktia, which is a volatile Afghan province bordering Pakistan. He says there's slim chance of a meaningful deal if all issues fueling tensions aren't put on the table. Ahmadnik says that includes sensitive topics like the 1,500-mile Afghan-Pakistani border drawn by the British more than a century ago.
It's our right to at least raise the issue. The question should be put to people on the other side of the border. Do they want to be part of Afghanistan, independent, or part of Pakistan?
Pakistani Ambassador Azizuddin says that subject is not up for discussion at the upcoming jirga. He adds that anything the jirga does produce will not be binding.
First, we come to some conclusions and then express our willingness to follow those conclusions in our own respective ways, in our own respective territories, with complete respect for each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Kabul lawmaker Shinkai Zahin Karukhel, who is not attending the conference, is more optimistic. She says securing Afghanistan from the Taliban is no longer just an Afghan concern, given the recent increase in Islamist violence in Pakistan.
I think now Pervez Musharraf is also in a very critical situation. I think he should change some of his policy and strategy. People also won't be happy about the same strategy which he always used that. He's not in the same position. That's why I'm a little bit hopeful.
That hope may falter unless Musharraf changes his mind and comes to Kabul after all. The jirga continues through Sunday. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.